everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., where we cover topics all in the hypnosis and hypnotherapy realm. And sometimes we get into the etc. Things like, I don't know, running your business, marketing your business, and meditation and weird other things that are kind of like hypnosis or help support your hypnosis practice and that kind of thing. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because on calbanyan.com, right below this video, you know what there is? There is additional text, links, and graphics that make this and the other, about 145 or so hypnosis training programs that you get very valuable for free on calbanyan.com, even more valuable. All right, Tio. Gosh, what am I going to do today? I'm going to first let you know this is our last in this series of these four episodes with Meredith Locker. Meredith Locker, I'm so happy to have her helping me out with these because it's a lot more fun doing these hypnosis podcasts with cool people like L. Ron Ferguson and Meredith Locker. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is a true one percenter, a top of the top of the profession. She has a full-time practice in Los Angeles. If I had someone in my family or a friend that needs some hypnotherapy and they lived in the Los Angeles area, she would be the one I sent them to. I have complete confidence in her work. Her clients love her. She's trained in psychology, master's degree in psychology, gave it all up like I did, said the heck with that talk therapy stuff, and does hypnosis full time. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so great, Cal. We have made it through another Halloween, apparently.
Hey. That's right. Or maybe we didn't. The world has disappeared and this podcast never got posted.
Yes, it could have been Halloween Armageddon.
Except in a parallel reality.
In the magic of my mind, I made it through Halloween 2011. How about that?
That's right. Now hopefully you don't have a Halloween hangover.
Oh, exactly. So, I don't know if you guys remember who Cal is from the last podcast or from all of his websites or from all of his classes or from all of his products, but Cal Banyan is definitely the trainer who teaches and trains the top of the profession. He is the one that brought us 5-Path. He brought us 7th Path self-hypnosis. He also left that talk therapy behind, and he is now affecting huge change on this planet, both still in one-on-one work as well as by proliferating very intelligent hypnotherapists, sending them out into the world to do his work for him. And I am proud to call him my mentor. So that's Cal Banyan.
Wow. And you know the amazing thing, both her and L. Ron, you know, they do these podcasts for free. I mean, they do it out of the kindness of their hearts. They just do it just for you and just for me. They don't get paid for it. There's no rights to them. It's just they do it because they want you as a professional to do better. And so I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you very much, Meredith.
You're so welcome. You know, I just realized, I think that L. Ron and I are like good cop, bad cop. I think he's bad cop and I'm good cop. What do you think?
How does that work?
He's mean.
He's mean?
You. Yeah, to you and to deers. I still have a beef about that.
About deers? It's deers. Okay.
When he said that he was so upset about that deer that hit his car.
Oh.
That he would have rather saved the car and not the deer or something like that. But
see, I don't even remember that stuff.
We'll just let that be in the past. I'll do some forgiveness of others work on that.
Okay. All right.
Let's get into the subject. Are you ready?
Hey, before you do, hey, you guys, I want to see you in class. We've got the National Guild Solid Gold Weekend coming up. I think that's like in February. And we've got my classes coming up. Schedule's right over there or on hypnosis.org or hypnosiscenter.com. And we can, if you can't make it to my location, you can do it live over the internet, totally interactive. And if you're a home learner, you can get our 5-Path 2.0 class on DVD and get those skills. And also, if you're a really good self-learner, we also have a complete certification on a set of videos. So just go to hypnosis.org, check it out. All right, let's get on to our topic for today.
All right, so this is another topic that I pulled from our 5-Path group, where different hypnotherapists are getting on there and posting kind of pertinent issues with their own clientele, questions that they have, concerns that they have, all of that. And I think it's fun to bring these to the show sometimes so that everyone can learn from what is discussed in the group. And one of our Five Pathers was asking about working with the elderly, working with specifically someone who has dementia. And now this person, this hypnotherapist, is not actually asking about working on the dementia. She's asking about working with someone that has dementia that, you know, a family member wants them to come in to work on a different issue. This particular client apparently is reluctant to contribute to and engage in their physical therapy and just seems to want to stay in bed. And so there's kind of many, many layers to this. You know, it's not the client actually contacting the hypnotherapist. It is a family member, first of all. And secondly, there's the dementia involved. And so, Cal, let's just kind of talk a little bit about working with the elderly and dementia and how it may or may not be different than any other client.
Okay, I'm writing down some notes here as you're presenting the situation. Now, first of all, one of the kind of the general prerequisites for doing hypnotherapy with someone is they need to be a mentally healthy person of normal intelligence. And of course, dementia is a continuum from the very minor initial effects of the dementia all the way over to extreme cases where, you know, you just can't do anything at all with the person. So this is a really big question. And the first thing is, first of all, trying to help someone with hypnosis never hurts. You know, as long as you don't drive expectation up beyond what can realistically be accepted, it doesn't hurt. But it might be really frustrating for you and for the people involved because the dementia can cause an ability to concentrate and all these kinds of things. So, you know, the likelihood of having success from just the aspect that this is not a mentally healthy person is not as good as we would like. And next is, the family members want this person to change. You know what? It's really difficult to do hypnosis with someone, hypnotherapy, unless they're motivated to change and they want to do the change. And so, this is the deal. If you've got the heart to get in there and give it a try, then go ahead and give it a try. Because, you know, we would like to see any person who's not well, if there is a reasonable treatment that they could undergo, that they would get out of bed and participate in the treatment. But just, you know, expect that even though you're not going to cause any harm, that it could just be really frustrating for you and the family and for the person involved. So I wouldn't be really gung-ho about this situation. Now, as I'm saying this, if you have a different opinion out there and you have experience or you have tips, tricks, or techniques that you can share with our audience, please leave them in the comment section below. You know, neither Meredith or I know everything about everything. And so, if you can disagree with me on some kind of factual grounds or even anecdotally, go ahead and share it and see if we can help some people. How's that, Meredith? Anything you want to add?
Sounds good. Yeah, you know, I just, at first glance, you know, somebody who's not willing to do physical therapy is most likely going to be unwilling to do hypnotherapy. You know, it's almost like they just don't want to cooperate anymore. So you never know. It's always worth, you know, their child asking. And, you know, if the actual person in question who would be the client is willing, then great. Do the work. And I haven't worked with a ton of these cases, but certainly that person would need to be able to follow instructions. And I do find that when I work with the elderly, I do typically have to move at a little bit of a slower pace. I have to sometimes be extra clear with my instructions. And, I also have to find out about any hearing issues so as to make sure that I speak at a level that is loud enough for them to hear my instructions, because otherwise it's not going to do any good. But certainly to do the work, to do any work that will release stress from the body, which Five Path does, and there are certainly other forms of hypnosis that do as well, is certainly going to help. And you know, it would be worth a try if the client is actually willing. So, but yeah, if you, anyone out there has any particular tips on working with the elderly or working with dementia or anything you want to share, we would love to hear it. Absolutely.
You know, as we were talking about that, I'm thinking about sometimes there is a back doorway into this kind of thing. And I've used it with children. Sometimes kids, you know, they're just sick and tired of being told that they need to get better grades, do homework better, or whatever it is. And the parents bring them in. And so I will say, you know what, I can't work on anything you don't want to work on. So, hey, your parents are bringing it in. Why don't we work on something you want to work on? For example, it might be better sports performance or more confidence with asking someone out on a date or something like that, and work on that. And then once we can show some improvement on something they wanted to work on, then they have that desire to work on the thing we'd like them to work on. For example, with the individual dementia, now let's say the person's just not very far along in the disease, and you know, there's some good outcome possibilities for them if they got the proper medical treatment. And you said, well, you know, what would you like to work on? I mean, your family's, you know, bringing me in here and stuff. Maybe it would be to sleep better at night, or maybe it would be to relax better, or just to feel more comfortable in your environment, whatever it is. Work on that. Get them feeling better. Get them hopeful. And then perhaps then reintroduce the idea of doing the physical therapy or whatever it is. Okay, those are my last thoughts.
Yeah, good. Because, I mean, although we as hypnotherapists do not diagnose, just for lack of another way to put it, this particular person, and often this happens with the elderly, especially after, you know, physically they feel like their body has started to give out on them, there tends to be a little bit of depression, and which is, you know, really the opposite of hopefulness and happiness. And so certainly this person sounds like they're at that end of the scale. They're in that potentially depressed category. And so to do some work that can bring them up the emotional scale, you know, would really go a long way to allowing their quality of life to be just, you know, in the place we all deserve it to be. Right, Cal?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So are we done?
We're done with that topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about hypnosis scripts. So we, you know, we talk so much about 5-PATH and, you know, all of the different phases of 5-PATH that we do, but we certainly do our direct suggestion work in 5-PATH as well. And some of you out there, you know, are looking for scripts for phase one. You know, sometimes we do that after we've done the preparation and testing and convincing, we move into doing some direct suggestion work. And so, you know, I see this on the boards all the time on the different Yahoo groups. You know, how do I get a script for this? How do I get a script for that? And so, Cal, let's talk about that a little bit. How would people find, you know, where would they go? What would they do to find scripts for a particular issue?
Okay, any hypnosis certification course worth anything should provide you with some scripts to get started and some training on how to create your own scripts from scratch and or how to modify existing scripts. But still, we find lots of people out there going, oh my gosh, what do I do? And so in a previous podcast and also in an article on hypnosis.org, I wrote how to create scripts on the fly. And so this is an example why you need to be watching this on calbanion.com, because right below this video, I'm going to put some links down there to, you know, the podcast about writing scripts on the fly or how to modify, create scripts. Also, a link to, let me pull it up on my screen here, quickly write great hypnosis scripts on the fly. I mean, like, right there, your client is in your office, and how you can write a great script on the fly and also modify scripts that you already have. Now, also on hypnosis.org, I have some free scripts. Let me see if I can pull them up. How to sleep, sleep disturbance script, a eliminating stuttering script, letting go of the past script. Those are free scripts. We also have my premium hypnosis and hypnotherapy scripts, book on it's just hypnosis scripts that I've written that I want to pass along to you. That's available at a price. And then also I have a source where you can download any number of scripts on a vast variety of topics. So right below here is a link to all that stuff, because gosh, especially when you're new, just about every hypnotist, you need to have that structure of pre-written scripts. Now, this is actually one of the very good things about our profession. Yes, we do age regression, which does not utilize much scripting. There are some things that we say over and over again as we do the age regression or the parts work. But in every session that we do, we will segue from either the preparation, testing, and convincing part or the insight generating part of the session into direct suggestion work, where we plainly state to them the change and the insights that need to be experienced in that session. And so having the ability to write scripts or to use scripts, just tremendously important, especially, it's just part of the process of the development in becoming a hypnotherapist. First, like, let's say you want to be a great hypnotist for helping people overcome smoking. Now, what you can do is you study people who are already very, very successful at that, or sports performance or whatever. And if you do what they did, then your clients will get the results that their clients did. And a very important part of that is being able to study what they say. Write down what they say and then say it as well. And then you eventually move beyond that to modifying what they say to make that more customized for the client, and then eventually writing custom scripts from scratch. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that practically every single one of us as hypnotists have at least enough scripts in our collection that we can use the framework and alter it to practically anything else. Right. So, you know, if you've got, you know, for instance, I work still with a lot of eating disorders, and practically any food-related script can be doctored to be used for a bulimic or an anorexic, as needed and depending. And this is a sensitive subject sometimes, because the last thing you want to do is say something that's going to trigger an abreactive experience in the direct suggestion part, although that's not entirely bad because you can use that. But, you know, if you've got a smoking script, you can certainly use that for chewing tobacco. And, you know, if you've got any, you know, golf script or athletic script at all, it can be doctored for practically any athletic endeavor. You just have to maybe do a little bit of research about the verbiage that they use, and then just kind of fill in the blank. But otherwise, it's very simple to take a script and then doctor it to your needs. And usually the client can give you the verbiage themselves. So with any athlete, especially if it's an athletic form that I'm not, you know, very aware of, you know, I'll talk with them for a little while and find out what they call certain things and, you know, exactly the words that they use, and then use those words. And even if it is something that you're a sport that you're familiar with, that client might use different words. And so it's a good idea anyway to find out what they call the moves that they make within that athletic endeavor. Right, Cal?
Absolutely right. And, you know, I'm going to throw one more really cool resource out there to you. I just pulled up on the screen here, and it's called The Ultimate and Virtually Universal Script for Change and Motivation, called Take the High Road to Success. And I'll put a link right below this video to that podcast, to that script. It's an article about the script, plus it has a script. And what's really cool about this article is I give you the basic script, and then I show you how I modify it for both example of stop smoking and for weight loss. And so once you see how that works, it really gives you a good idea of how you can modify that for just about anything that will come into your office. So I love it. Now it's yours to use.
Yep, I love it too. I use it with practically every client when I don't jump right into age regression. I mean, there's really not much that you can't use that script for. So it's just really universal and very powerful. I mean, I find that people talk about that, throughout our whole process sometimes, the insights that come from taking them on that journey. Yeah. So you, Cal, did a series with Celeste Hackett back when she was your co-host, and it will be a great one for you to, go ahead and link down there on calbanion.com too. So you guys check it out. It starts with podcast number 65, and it's 10 keys to doing direct suggestion hypnosis right. And so they did 6 episodes, really getting into the nitty gritty of direct suggestion and all kinds of information there to help you to be able to write your own.
Cool. Hey, for you guys that are looking at this on calbanion.com, if you look over on that side down there, you will see in that column, maybe it's over there. Let me think. As I'm looking at it now, it's on the left, so that means it's on the right side. You'll see it says Shortcuts to Popular Hypnosis Training Videos. And we've got right underneath that title, 10 Keys to Successful Search Engine Optimization, 10 Keys to Starting Your Hypnosis Practice on a Budget, 10 Keys to Client Preparation for Success, and then the one we've been talking about, a link to 10 Keys to Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. And there's more of them. These are some of our meatiest, most popular hypnosis podcasts from the past that you can just link to. I mean, just click on anytime, and that's it. How are we doing on time?
We are out of time, Cal, once again.
Man, this time really flies when I'm with you.
It sure does. That's because we're having fun.
Yeah, that's right. It was fun, fun, fun. Until her daddy takes the T-Bird away. Oh,
aww.
Never mind. That's an old song.
That's not fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Wait.
Oh.
I asked something. What do you think about? I was thinking about inviting you to like some big biker run or something. What do you think of big hairy guys with tattoos and Harleys?
Well, we'll have to find out.
You're being very diplomatic, guys.
I may need some 5-path afterwards, but we'll have to find out.
I could just see on the back of one of my buddy's bikes, and we're heading up to, I don't know, Vegas or Utah or, Tijuana or whatever, and you're having a good time.
Sounds good to me. Any reason I can wear leather, I'm in.
Hey, there you go. All right, you guys. Go ahead. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks again for you guys turning in. I think you're tuning in. And we really look forward to all of your feedback, all your questions, even your disagreements. Please disagree with us if you do. We'd love to hear about it. And we'll happily bring it to the show and discuss it further. And if we weren't clear about something, ask that too. We definitely want to make sure you are clear. And we want to help you to become the best in the profession. This is Meredith Locker, and I'm signing off.
Ed, this is Cal Banion, and you know what I want? I want comments. I want you to just give us a little comment love here. I feel like the guy that stands on the corner and says, saying, I'll work for food. I say, we work for comments. Just let us know what you think, good, bad, neutral, otherwise, suggestions for future topics. Gosh, we've been doing this for 5 years now, since as of June of this year. And, we just have a gazillion different topics, but I could come up with them. We Meredith can come up with them. Alron come up with them. But you know what? It's even better if you come up with them, because then we know we're talking about what's important to you. All right.
Wait, Cal. I have one more thing to say.
Oh.
And Alron, I was only kidding about the mean comment. I just wanted to make sure you're watching the podcast.
Yeah, he probably only watches his own.
I think so. That's why I'm testing.
Yeah, we won't say anything. See if he brings it up.
Okay.
All right, you guys. That's it. Cal Banion. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.